As we all know now, Toronto's mayor isn't the only one under surveillance. We all are, in a way, as all those classified NSA documents leaked by Edward Snowden keep reminding us. That's got many Americans worried about their privacy, or the lack of it. But in some other parts of the globe, it's different, like in the Middle East. Daniel Estrin has our story.
Privacy in Israel? There isn't much of it, especially when it comes to matters of security.
I know the situation in Israel, and I know that it can happen.
Hilam Mann is a 20-year-old soldier.
If Israel is listening to people now, who in Israel, who might they be listening to? Who do you think they are spying on?
Like Israeli friends of Palestinians. Because if they need to find out something about Palestinians that get into Israel or trying to do something, so they will listen to Israeli citizens who are in touch with these people. I think that's horrible, but like it's for the security of Israel. Everything is here is for the security of Israel.
But what is being done? How much domestic wiretapping takes place in Israel? No one really knows.
There really is very little information available to the public on security wiretapping.
Laila Margalit, an attorney with the Association for Civil Rights in Israel, submitted a Freedom of Information request to the Prime Minister's office last year to get just a broad idea of what the government is doing. A few months ago, her request was denied.
Israeli society is a society which has a lot of experience with terrorism and with war, and which tends to place a lot of faith in its security agencies, is generally very willing to make compromises for security.
What is clear is that the law allows the Shin Bet, Israel's FBI, to collect any data from Israeli phone companies and internet providers. No judicial warrant is needed. But unlike in the U.S., domestic surveillance has not become a topic of debate here. This is actually the first time attorney Laila Margalit has even been asked to give an interview on the subject.
People generally assume that that they're not the target, and that the wiretapping, if it's being done for security reasons, isn't being done to them.
Palestinians assume the exact opposite. Saeed Amjad is a 24-year-old construction worker I met at night on the streets of Al Bira, a town in the West Bank.
Palestine, it is the hub of spying. As a Palestinian, you have no protection whatsoever from laws. This phone, anybody could be spying on you and there is, no one would stop it. On your internet, the same.
Another guy working in a cake shop, 23-year-old Abdullah Mohammed, seemed on the verge of tears when he spoke about his fears of being watched.
These days, it's quite natural. I might be walking in the street and somebody behind me is spying on me.
Paranoia about spying is not unfounded. Israel has cultivated a broad network of Palestinian collaborators paid to spy on their communities, sometimes even their families. Asad Ewewe, a political activist and university professor of political science, says he's certain Israeli security has tapped his phone calls. He says an Israeli army official in the West Bank town of Hebron also tried to recruit him. Ewewe says, the military governor of Hebron has called me several times, said, come by for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee to talk. I said, I am not a businessman needy of your help. You are killing my people, and I am not going to sit with you and have a cup of coffee with you. But Israel isn't the only one with ears perked up. Palestinian security services are also known to monitor West Bank Palestinians' communications, chiefly in efforts to round up Hamas and Islamic Jihad activists. Palestinian security officials were trained and funded by none other than U.S. intelligence in Turkey, Jordan, and even in the U.S. So it is understandable and it is expected, Ewewe says, that the Palestinian Authority, Palestinian security agencies, adopt American ways of surveillance on their own people. Palestinians don't know how exactly Palestinian security officials monitor them, but they could get a hint by tuning into the ongoing revelations on domestic surveillance in the U.S., the country that trained their security officials. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Al Bira, the West Bank.